Welcome to Talk to Me. This is Linus. This is Sunday in August. It's the third Sunday in August. So we're so happy to have you all here. Let me give that phone number to start the show off right. That's 646-727-2914. Area code 646-727-2914. We got a good show today, y'all. I want you to get up off the floor, out your car, at the family picnic, barbecue dinner, wherever you at, and dance like ain't nobody watching, or snap your fingers and bob your head, because today is about old school music and jazz. And we might have a little something sprinkle in between here and there. Also, let me tell you that we're going to do entertainment news, as we always do. Introduce my co-host, Bernice.
Hello, everyone.
And our switchboard operator and producer, Chabonet, is not with us today. It's her birthday week, y'all, so you know how that goes. She was out celebrating with her brother last night.
Happy birthday, Chab.
Yeah, happy birthday, Chabby. So, anyway, she's not with us this Sunday, and she'll be back in 2 weeks following Sunday. So, also at this time, we're doing shout-outs today. Also, if you have shout-outs for happy birthdays, anniversary, birth announcements, or you're getting married, whatever, give us a call at 646-727-2914, and we will definitely put you on the line and put your shout-out to everybody. Or if you got a love shout-out to your boyfriend or jump-off, whatever, call in with that, too. So first thing I want to say is, happy anniversary to Kathy and Moses. All
happy
right.
Happy anniversary.
Yes, indeedy. And to Jessica and Jason, they just had a baby boy. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Amen. And also, happy birthday goes out to Timmy. And happy birthday to Miss Renee. And happy birthday to Joe.
Happy birthday, y'all.
Yay, hey. That's what we're talking about. All right, folks, so we're going to get this started. And I let the music go for a while, so I know y'all wondering what's going on. Just thought we'd go through it a little bit with the music. But anyway, we're going to start now with entertainment news, and then from there we'll go into our music hour. Y'all going to really love that. You better tape this show. Put it on the MP3. Okay, so on entertainment news today, we've got about Jada and Will. I know you done heard about that all last week, about had they split up, are they separated, whatever. For the generation between 30 and 40, they are the Hollywood couple, and it's like nobody wants to see them split up. Are you kidding? They're close-knit couple and family. So
when I heard about that, I fell out laughing. I said, no, they got to be kidding.
Yeah,
this must be something that somebody wish it would happen because they are a power couple.
Yes, they are. Mm. They are, and they're doing really good as producers and actors and musicians also.
And promoting their children, too, on their endeavors.
Yes.
Movies and music.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So false reports, Bernice, came out that the two were separated, and they released statements saying their marriage was intact, apparently. Someone in their close circle is leaking stories to the press about problems in their 13-year-old marriage.
Mm-hmm,
see?
Mm-hmm.
They have two children together who are superstars in their own right. Now, singer-actor Mark Anthony, who recently split with his wife, Jennifer Lopez, has been linked with Jada. It's a television show, y'all. It's called Hawthorne. Hello.
That's it.
It's a television show. That ain't real life. Y'all need to get a grip.
That's right.
They shared some hot scenes on her TNT show, Hawthorne. Jada has denied all stories. Photos just recently published after the false report show Will and Jada out on a date. Look for the tabloids to delve deeper in what is going on. Y'all need to leave it alone. It ain't your business.
That's all.
You're going to hear a lot about Will soon anyway. He's got a new movie, Men in Black, that's coming out 2012, Memorial Day weekend next year. But, yeah, y'all, you know, if folks ain't got no problem, why are you causing problems?
I know.
Let them be who they are. They're a loving couple. And
they must
truly
don't have a life, the reason why they want to cause problems with Will and Jada.
Just starting mess that don't need to be. Just a hot mess.
And I'm laughing right along with Will and Jada. Laugh on, baby, because it's funny to me.
Hello. Well, Lisa Wu Hartwell and Ed Hartwell have separated. The Hartwells were standouts on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's the ex-wife of Keith Sweat, and he was an NFL player.
Lisa left the show last season and has moved on to other ventures. Sources say the couple's crumbling finances were the reason for the split. They have a young son. Get ready for season 4 of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Yeah, Nene.
I can't wait.
Nene.
I can't wait.
But you know what? That's too bad they split up. But you know
yeah.
what? I hope these women aren't out there because they married these athletes, and all of a sudden they retire, they get hurt. They ain't making the millions no more. Now you don't want to be bothered with them.
Well, they done already sold the house once, if it was this couple, to when the recession first hit. So now I'm hearing now that they're having more financial woes. Well, according to with that first house, they're supposed to work through thick and thin, you know. Supposed to have taken her out of a bad situation and built her up, but I think she did pretty well by selling real estate in her own right.
Well.
You know what I'm saying? So
well.
I don't think she really needed him to pick her up. She just had to just be a strong woman and say, well, some you lose and some you don't.
Yep. Amen.
You know? Yep.
Amen. I agree with you there.
Yep.
Yeah, so what you got going on down the hall there, Vernice?
Well, guess who's coming back to TV, y'all?
Who?
TV chef G. Garvin kicks off
a
new show on the Food Network Sunday.
Right.
August 28th at 8 p.m. Garvin is taking viewers on a tour of Georgia and all the great food.
All right, my God.
Garvin used to host a food show on TV One.
Yeah. He's good.
Is he?
Good. Yeah, and he can make some shrimps talk to you.
Oh, girl, don't be doing that. Don't be doing that to me.
Yeah.
Okay, we got Montel Williams who won't let go of his marijuana pipe, y'all.
Say what?
Yeah, he won't let it go. Williams was caught up once again with his marijuana. Williams smoked it for medicinal purposes as he battled MS.
Oh, yeah.
Last January, Williams was caught with a marijuana pipe trying to get through the airport. In a statement, the former talk show host said he will use pot until he dies. Well, now.
Yeah, I think it helps his MS. That's why he's got it for medical reasons. Mm-hmm. It helps him with his MS.
Yeah,
so.
And helps him to relax and he won't be tensed up.
Yeah, but he better be taking one of the medical marijuana cards with him so as he travels and go through TSA or whatever, they know that it's legal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not just some drug pusher,
right.
But he's taking it for his medical purposes.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
See, he may keep that in check so when he has mm-hmm. to prove himself, he's
yep.
got the card.
Yep.
We got comedian Kevin Hart is on the road, y'all.
Uh-oh.
His new movie, Laugh at My Pain, opens in theaters September 9th. He just started work on his new Fox TV show, Little in Common, with Gabrielle Union.
Hmm.
The show debuts in January 2012.
Okay.
He is also starting in a movie, Think Like a Man, based on Steve Harvey's popular book, which opens in theaters next spring.
Okay.
Okay?
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and we got Stacey Dash has yet to comment on why she was let go from the VH1 TV Single Ladies. Dash has been seen in public looking shockingly thin. What's going on with her? Meanwhile, her Single Ladies co-star, Lisa Ray, says don't blame her for Dash's firing. In a recent interview, she admitted the two butted heads on the set of the show. Didn't see that one.
Mm-mm.
Dash had a reputation for being late and not knowing her lines. Dash has yet to comment on the situation. Who will replace her on the show? Chill from TLC and Kelly Rowland have been mentioned as possible replacements.
I hope it's Kelly Rowland. But, you know, Stacey Dash is smelling her own stuff. That's all. She ain't all that. She thinks she's all that. Yeah, she's pretty. She's got
mm-hmm.
a beautiful shape.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a couple of teenage boys.
Mm-hmm.
But come on now. You're not all that. You know, it's like, when was the last time what you saw Stacey Dash in?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in
So,
anything.
You know, Queen Latifah gave her a chance, you know, with this new show, because it's Queen Latifah's show. She's the executive producer.
Right, right.
And she just come. You know, I guess she went in there with attitude, like, I'm all this, and you need to bow down or whatever, because she'd be late
well,
not
know,
knowing her lines.
Well,
hey.
You know, Queen Latifah, she's good for
she's
putting
about
folks
business.
In their place.
Yep.
You know, that's why I love
business.
The lady.
Yep. She's about business.
Yes,
well, let me tell you this about Fantasia. She's been put on bed rest.
You know, Fantasia is pregnant and due in December.
Oh.
But she's running into problems with her pregnancy, and so now she's going to have to take it easy.
Uh-huh.
Friends say she is under stress. Her boyfriend, Antoine Cook, is still married to his wife. Hello. And now
she ain't
that
got the message yet, huh?
Mm.
She's not going to leave.
Girl, that must be some out-of-this-world Twilight Zone
I'm
loot.
Telling you, because he is not going to leave his wife for her.
Evidently.
He's not going to leave his wife for her. Get over
Evidently.
It, Fantasia.
I know.
You know?
I know. Well, when the new season of The View kicks off Tuesday, September 6th, there may be tensions on the set. Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, and Barbara Walters were no-shows at the wedding of Sherri Shepherd. Sound a little bit like Star Jones, huh?
That's what it sounded like.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck was in the wedding, so of course she was there.
Mm-hmm.
Why were the other ladies no shows? Did they boycott the wedding? Shepherd has made her new husband, Lamar Sally, her manager. Word has it Sherri's father is not happy with her decision.
Ooh, that's not good.
So that's... tell me about my boy Andre Brower. I love him.
Oh, girl. He is returning to NBC, y'all. He's joining the cast of Law & Order SVU, that's Special Victims Unit.
Yeah.
The new season kicks off on September 14th on NBC's. Bauer was recently on the canceled TNT show Men of a Certain Age and is up for an Emmy in September for that show. Bauer won an Emmy for his previous NBC drama, Homicide, Life on the Streets. The 63rd Annual Emmy Awards airs September 18th. That's my birthday, y'all.
All right.
Fox, congrats to Taraji P. Henson. Idris.
Yeah.
Elba, Lawrence Fishburne, and Alfred Woodard, who were also nominated for Emmys this year.
Yeah, you know Alfred Woodard. You know, she's on Memphis Beat.
Mm-hmm. I love her. I love her. She's a good actress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, will there be a wedding next year for football Chad Ochocinco Johnson and basketball Chino Johnson
mm-hmm.
and basketball wives Evelyn Lozada. Lozada mm-hmm. wants to be married as soon as possible, but Ochocinco is no hurry as he resumes his football career with the New England Patriots.
Why
yeah,
is she
honey,
in a hurry?
She's
is she pregnant? Don't want nobody to know?
What? She's saying cha-ching, and she wants to hurry up and get pregnant. Make it happen.
Okay. Chichino's not ready, though. He's just not starting out, baby. He ain't ready to get married right now.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to swoop him up and get
her
money.
She sure is.
You know all that. That's all what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
Get the money, make a baby.
I'm telling you, that's
mm-hmm.
all. That is all. Okay, we've got the Old Spice guy is joining Charlie's Angels. Isaiah Mustafa has joined the cast of the new version of famed 70s action show, which co-stars, what is that, Annie Alonze, I'm sorry to mispronounce your word, but y'all knew what I'm talking about. And is co-executive producer by Drew Barrymore. The new season kicks off Thursday, September 26th on ABC.
All
Mustafa
right.
was recently featured in Tyler Perry's movie Madea's Big Happy Family, which comes out on DVD August 30th. Hey,
yeah.
good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the movies, it's Colombiana with Zoe Saldana checking out in her new issue of Ebony magazine. Y'all check it out.
Yeah.
Congrats to BJ Coleman. The entertainment executive has launched a new blog, burgersandbourbon.com. I had to reread that one there because I was putting that wrong. Burgersandbourbon.com, where he gives you the scoop on eateries from around the world. If you are a foodie, you will love this website.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Actor author Hill Harper is back with a new book, The Wealth Cure, Putting Money in Its Place.
Well.
Mm-hmm. In his latest, Harper tells readers, don't let money rule you, but be an active architect in his own life. Stop the confusion and anxiety about money. Invest in oneself first. Harper's previous book includes Letters to a Young Brother, Letters to a Young Sister, and The Conversations. Harper's diagnostic of thyroid cancer helped inspire this book and continue, and Corning, is that what that is? Corning to terms with coming to current terms with what's really important in life. He says he's doing very well since the diagnosis. Harper is best known for his new role as Dr. Hawkins on the CBS drama CSI New York.
Yes, indeed.
All righty then.
Yes, indeed.
And that's all I have for entertainment.
Me too.
So,
I tell you, we are going to get started with the music. So, all right, y'all, everybody that's out there in their cars, or you at your picnics, you at dinner, you out there just enjoying yourself, we're going to start the music. So get them fingers and the head going. Our first up is going to be Bromo Tower, and that's by Bonafide.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, y'all, this is George Howard. Let a little Africa talk to you now.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, do y'all remember this? City, Country, City by War. Okay, everybody should be floating pretty good because after this one, we're going to hit it. All right. Thank you. That was James in the background, child, trying to get in. All right, James, we're going to let you get in now. He's just so anxious.
Can I count it off? One, two, three, four.
Get up.
Get up. Get up. Get up. Get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. I like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up. Get on up. Get up. Get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. I like a sex machine. Get on up.
And I want to thank you, JB. Well, that was really good. Do y'all remember this one? Joy and Pain.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm a sunshine.
Out there at the park, you know what's coming up next. This has got to be our anthem anytime during the summertime. All right. Summertime by Will Smith, y'all. Hey. And for all you folks who's drinking out there in the park, you better be careful.
Here it is, the groove, slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. The cool to dance, but what about a groove to soothe the mood? Romance, give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run around and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. But back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less than checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody goes. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. You turn around and see what you're leaving at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I can pull this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Been on the court yet, hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. The basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're required to do a barbecue to start at 4. sitting with your friends, y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kissed. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark up nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around. You just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go through the summertime, hang out, it looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spent all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
All right. Thank you, Will Smith. We're fixing to get a little country up in here. All right.
Wild ain't it? Not me and mud, I hate.
Well, thank you, Nellie from St. Louis, bringing it on. Well, this is one I'm sure that y'all will remember.
Need help keeping your digestive balance? Align can help. Only Align.
Sorry about that. Why, we got to have commercials, y'all. Oh, we've got to have commercials. All right. Essence of Success, www.com. .com. All right. There she is, Candy. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, let's just keep it in that same vein. I know you remember disco. I know you do, Vernice.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
Well, we thank you, Tramps, for that. It's called Disco Inferno. And you know you can't have a summertime song without this man. Need I say more?
Hello there.
Well, I guess I will for a minute.
Hello there.
I guess I will for a minute. Well, let me, for a minute here, take a break and give you the phone number. If you want to call in with a shout-out, it's area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. So please call in with your shout out. Let us know that you're enjoying the music. And we are having a good time. The weather is beautiful and the music is jumping. All right. And here we go with the love of my heart. Okay, hold on. You know it, Luther.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Did you want to give a shout out today?
Yes, I do. This is Miss Chabonet, the producer, but I'm calling from home, and I want to give a shout out to our family, Jessica and Jason, and congratulations to their new son, Jackson Jaleel Terry, and to Jazzy, who's a big sister. And I'd also like to give a shout out to all the Virgos, baby, because it's about us right now.
Hey. Oh, well, happy birthday to all the Virgos out there in Radio Land.
Yeah.
Yes, and all the listeners. Hey.
Yes, and I must say, I have been jamming listening to your show. Y'all playing the cuts today.
Oh, yeah. We're not jamming on the cuts, okay?
Heck
oh,
yeah. I'm two-stepping in my own place. What?
Yeah,
yes. Truly enjoying
it. Well,
yes.
Thank you. And we hope you continue to stay on the line. If not, hey, enjoy the show.
I sure will. You have an excellent show, and I will continue listening.
All right. Thank you so much, Chabonet, for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a great show.
Repeat, the tramps trying to come back. They done did their thing now. We done.
And this is for all the religious people out there, our gospel. All right, let's hit it. Mary Mary's in the house, y'all. Y'all, we're coming to the close of the show, and I want to do one more song on our way out. So be sure and listen. Next Sunday we're going to be off because it's a holiday. There we go. Now, anyway, we're going to be off next Sunday. It's a holiday, and we'll be back the second Sunday in September. So I hope everybody has a good end of the summer. School will be starting next month. Please be safe. Love yourself. Hug yourself. And be sure and be thankful every day. Anyway, we're going to end up with money, 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 because we all could use some. Is that not correct? That's correct. All right. So we're going out on money, money, money. And thank you, everybody, for listening to our show today. I thank Bernice.
You're welcome. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yes, indeed. And we thank Ms. Chabonet for calling in, even though she wasn't able to be with us. And we hope everybody really enjoyed the show. So on the way out, just keep listening to Money, 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 and we love you, and we're out, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you. Yeah.